The nation's unemployment rate dropped to 5.9% in November as employers added to their payrolls for the fourth straight month. The Labor Department reports this morning that 57,000 jobs were gained during the month, but the pace of job growth fell below expectations. NPR's Jack Speer joins me now in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
First, the good news, I guess. The unemployment rate is down to its lowest level in about 8 months, right?
Yeah, that's definitely something that's good news for the economy. The unemployment rate is determined by a survey of households, and the government gets on the phone and basically asks people, are you working? Are you not working? And that figure came down to 5.9% in November. That's down from 6%. And we've seen the unemployment rate has sort of been stubbornly hanging around 6% for some time now.
Given the strong performance of the economy this fall, and we've all heard about that, why were the gains in November so modest, though?
There's actually a couple of reasons, Renee, why the employment gains were not better than many economists had thought they'd be. One, obviously, is the continued loss of manufacturing jobs. I mean, we hear about this month after month. Manufacturing just hasn't been able to gain jobs. They keep losing jobs. It's worth noting that the job losses were not as severe as they've been in some months when we saw 50,000 jobs coming out of manufacturing, but the sector continued to lose jobs. And this week, President Bush decided to drop steel tariffs. And that was in the news a lot, and that is not playing well in key steel states, though some Midwest and Western manufacturers may be happy about that because it may actually allow them to hire some more workers because they had claimed the costs of steel, higher prices for steel due to these tariffs were hurting them. So we'll see how that plays out. The other big area that actually lost jobs last month, and this was sort of surprising, was retail trade, and almost all that job loss had to do with that West Coast grocery worker strike, the grocery worker strike that began on the West Coast and sort of spread.
Now, will the job growth need to be stronger than this to significantly push down the jobless rate?
Absolutely. Most economists say in order for the economy just to break even, this is in order to provide enough jobs for everyone that wants one, the economy has to add about 150,000 jobs a month. And not coincidentally, this is what many economists had thought we would see with these numbers. We didn't see that. Over the past 4 months, the economy has added just over 328,000 jobs. That's about 80,000 a month. Most economists think that that's well shy of where we need to be. And in fact, we need to add somewhere in the neighborhood of 200,000 to 300,000 jobs just every month to create enough jobs and new jobs for people that want them. So to expand that sector, we need to have much more jobs growth than we're having the employment sector. And so far, Renee, we're just not seeing it.
So what does this report indicate about the Bush administration's handling of the economy?
I guess this is sort of what amounts to a mixed report card here. It's clearly better the economy is not losing jobs. You remember that remark we had a few months ago about the job loss recovery. At least we're not seeing that. I mean, we are seeing jobs added now for four straight months, so that's pretty good. What we need, however, or what the economy needs to see, I should say, is more jobs added. And a lot of that is going to be determined by whether or not businesses spend money and expand and hire new workers.
And the long-term unemployed, any good news in this for them?
Unfortunately, not a lot. The number of discouraged workers, those folks not actively looking for work because they don't think there are any jobs out there for them, totaled about 457,000 last month. 2 million people now have been looking for work at least half a year. That's pretty much unchanged from last month, Renee.
Jack, thanks. NPR's Jack Speer.